Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. John Crane creates art that takes you home. After a tour at Ellsworth Air Force Base, where he served as a combat pilot in the 1970s, the artist decided to make a life in the Black Hills permanently. He lives here. He paints here. He provides a gateway for others to explore the beauty of art and life in South Dakota. John Crane unveils his new releases of Sylvan Lake and Black Elk Peak on July 21st. That's from 1 to 4 Mountain Time at the John Crane Gallery in Hill City, and on September 21st from 6 to 9 at Rayfield's Art and Framing in Sioux Falls. He joins us now from SDPB's Black Hills studio in Rapid City. John Crane, thanks for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about, we'll start with the latest works and where the inspiration sort of came from for these particular subjects.
Well, I've been painting for 42 years, or as I like to say, I've been avoiding a real job for that long. But the question that keeps coming up on this is, why haven't you done more of this area before now in all that time you've been painting? Yeah. And I guess I don't have a good answer. I tend to stay away from what everybody else paints.
Sure.
And a couple of years ago, I had several customers, one in particular, who really encouraged me to do this. And I guess it's kind of a commission. And so I started a couple of years ago by taking hikes up. It was still Harney Peak back then, but and I've taken a whole lot of pictures. And from those, I've put together, I'm working on my seventh piece of that area since last December.
And these are places that you've been to so many times, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Oh, I've been up there a lot over
right.
the years. I just never got around to painting that area.
So tell me the difference then for you as an artist to sort of, did you start seeing it in a new way? Or was it just you noticed that everything had been building up from an artistic perspective, and you knew exactly what you were doing when you sit in front of canvas?
Well, the way I start out with this is I go out and I just do a lot of hiking. Hmm. And, you know, it's a beautiful area. I particularly like it real early in the morning before anybody is around up there. And at that time, Sylvan Lake is usually calm. There's no ripples on it. So it's has great reflections.
And that must be difficult, though, for a lesser artist to sort of deal with. Tell us a little bit about the process that you use and capturing that light.
Well, I work in detail. You know, my pieces, as you probably know, are very detailed. And I spend a lot of time on it, each piece. And I work almost exclusively from photographs that I take now.
Almost everyone I know has a John Crane piece in their house of some sort, and your reach in the state is pretty not unusual, but you know, pretty impressive. What's the word? So you must get a lot of people who express to you how not only are you creating art, but you're helping to define, you know, who we are and how the world sees us, how we see ourselves.
Yeah. I have done a lot of pieces over the years that would be considered historical.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's many of those places that aren't with us anymore.
Mm. I have a rabbit.
Oh.
Because I have a print of, and as I walk through the gallery in Hill City, for me, there were so many wonderful choices. And it was that moment where I was like, there's a story behind it that, you know, connects to my life and became important to me, even though, you know, we've never met and you don't know my story. I don't know why you chose to do that painting. But then there's that connection, and now it's in my home, in my office where I work and write, and it's a part of my life. Do you?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was really interesting, that particular piece. I was coming up from our basement, and there's, we don't have a lawn at our place. I live out by Mystic, and we don't have a lawn. All we have is wildflowers. in the front yard.
Yeah.
And when they die in the fall, I always leave them up there as habitat for the local animals. And I came up, and this little bunny was just sitting right out in front of me there.
Well, thank you for pausing and taking the time to notice that, and then creating something that, you know, will be passed down in my family. So,
well, thank you.
You are a descendant of artists. Tell me a little bit about how art was viewed in your life, and you know, you kind of make a joke about not having a real job, but you sort of saw art as a way of life for a long time.
Well, the artists that you're talking about were my great-great-grandfather and my great-grandfather. Of course, I never met either one of these men, but we grew up with this art in our house and just didn't think about it. And you know, other people didn't have any art in their house that I grew up with, or very little, and we had it all around us, so I just didn't think about it.
Yeah. Did they have other jobs as well? Do you know?
Oh, no.
They were okay.
My great-great-grandfather's, whose name was Alfred Woad, was a Civil War, primarily known as a Civil War correspondence artist.
Yeah.
And he would do sketches in the field and then send them back to Harper's Weekly, and they would print them in the weekly papers that they sent out.
Oh, that's remarkable.
And Milton Burns was primarily known as a marine artist. You know, he did sailing ships and seascapes and so forth.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is John Crane, and we're talking with him today, partially because he's unveiling new releases of Sylvan Lake and Black Elk Peak series, and that's coming up at the John Crane Gallery in Hill City on July 21st. You could go there from 1 to 4 p.m. for that release. And I'm thinking about your time at Ellsworth and choosing to make a life here, and then, you know, standing in these places that you've been standing in for so long and hiking through for so long. Do you look back on that and see how the hills have changed and how your art has changed over time?
The hills out where we live changed very little. Mm-hmm. Rapid City is completely different than it was when I first came here. And I've gotten so that I'm a little more reclusive than I used to, and I really don't come to town any more than I have to.
And are you painting all the time? Tell us about your process.
I work all the time. We are here in the summers and spend our winters down in Baja in Mexico. And we actually spend most of our time down there camping on a goat ranch that is very far out of the way. And the truth is, I get a whole lot more work done down there because there's no distractions.
Really? What appeals to you about the isolation and sort of, you know, not coming to town and being a little more reclusive? How does that feed you?
It's hard to say. I guess I'm just not a city person.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in New Jersey around the hustle and bustle, and where we lived was considered out in the country then, but still it's just so busy and there are so many people. I just work and I think a whole lot better around less people.
Once you release a new series new work, is it important to you how it is received? Do you think about that?
I really, really love what you said about that piece and, you know, how much it means to you, and things like that mean a whole lot to me. I do a lot of pieces for myself, but I always, you know, it's important to me that people like what I do and appreciate it, and it gives them pleasure.
Is it a challenge to sort of have that, that whirl of activity, though, that's a different part of what you do, is, you know, that sort of participating in how things are, you know, given to the public or offered or seen for the first time, all the conversations. And it, does that sort of drain you, or is that a welcome part of the process?
You know, I used to do a whole lot of art shows. I do very little of that anymore. Most of my work is sold through galleries, particularly the one in Hill City, which, by the way, we don't own. We haven't owned it for about a dozen years.
Hmm.
But it just...
It's part of what fewer art shows and more time to paint.
Yeah, and I do find, being out and working with people, it's draining. It's hard work for me.
I get that. What is your advice for young artists who, you know, look at your work and look at your influence and look at the way that you are able to live your life, and they want something like that in their own lives? How do you talk to young artists about finding their way in the art world?
I think the main thing you have to do is have the drive and the perseverance to never give up. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most important thing. I've known a lot of very good artists over the years who are no longer making a living at art just because they didn't stick it out. Another thing that I think is very important is to have some sort of a business background. Mm-hmm. You know, I started out knowing absolutely nothing about business, and I've spent over 40 years learning it.
What do you wish you would have known early on that you know now? Go back and tell that young artist a piece of advice.
Well, it's just, it's a thing, you know, it's in your heart, you know, being an artist.
Yeah.
I always look at it as it's not something I do, it's who I am. But it sure helps to be able to make a business out of it if you plan to make a living at it.
Yeah. John Crane, thank you so much, not only for your time today, but for your work and how it's impacted so many of our lives, myself included. We really appreciate your giving us this time.
Well, thank you, Laurie. It's been a pleasure.
John Crane unveils his new releases of Sylvan Lake and Black Elk Peak. That's July 21st from 1 to 4 Mountain Time at the John Crane Gallery in Hill City. September 21st, you can stop by from 6 to 9 at Rayfield's Art and Framing in Sioux Falls to see the Sylvan Lake and Black Elk Peak projects.